7. How about yourself?
Blaine, man. Mobile here for the moment. Headed over to Five Forks over here. Go pick up some parts. I was hollering at Steve out there, but I don't think he's out there nowhere.
Thought I was on the phone. I thought I heard him and then heard you call, but maybe you called him and that's what I heard.
Sure, I called him and he didn't answer, so he might not be by the radio. I was going to check with him about something. I hadn't heard back from him, and I'm going to holler at him and see if he was still going to do what we had talked about. I think his stepson or daughter-in-law or daughter or something. One of the other two want me to put some doors in for him, and I hadn't heard nothing back from him.
Another station, possibly. I couldn't understand. I'll let you pick it up in a second. Yeah, I heard Steve earlier today, but he was on a couple different times. Other station, go ahead. You weren't making the repeater very well.
So, Officer Ford, LCQ
Tango, I copied a Kilo Oscar 4, but that was about it. Did you get any more of it?
A static on my end. If you want a HT, move around, try again.
Delta Zulu Tango checking in on tape measure antenna.
I heard you say something about checking in. The net don't start till 9:00 if you're checking in the net.
Just trying out a new tape measure antenna. Tape measure antenna, Roger.
Can't make out what you're saying. You got a lot of white noise in the background, a lot of static. I don't know if you in a good spot or. Usually, if I'm on a HD, I move around and key up the repeater and see how the repeater feeds back to me. See if you hear any static coming back from the repeater. That might give you a better idea if you can find a better spot.
Roger, loud and clear, Kevin.
Yeah, that time I heard the Roger loud and clear. I mean, he sounded good then.
Coming out of Balsam Grove, North Carolina.
I heard Balsam Grove, North Carolina, and I think it was KO4 DZT, Delta Zulu Tango. Out of Balsam Grove, North Carolina. That might be part of it, too.
Affirmative.
All right. Well, you sound good right there. Wherever you standing at, wherever you had the radio aimed at right there, you sounded good. I mean, that was a clear transmission there.
On a tape measure beam antenna, just trying it out here. I built it out of a tape measure and PVC pipe. Over.
Well, it's doing pretty good right there. Wherever you guys turned at, I mean, you're hitting the repeater pretty good with it. You know, with the weather being like it is, too, I mean, we got a little bit of rain down in here. I'm looking back toward the repeater over here now, and it's real gray and black looking. That might have a little bit to do with it, too.
Put the signal report. KO4 DZT. I'll be standing by for the net later on. Hopefully, be able to check in.
Check back in with us later on. Hopefully, I'm going to be checking in the net here in a little bit. I'm over here in Five Forks, over here in the backside of Simpsonville here, between Greer and Simpsonville.
Quick, I'll be back in a second. I got to check this store here. N4ZLK.
I gotta hop out here too. I gotta run in a Vance Auto here right quick, and I'll be right back. I'll be out for a moment. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear for a moment.
4 CPA mobile.
WZT out of Boston Road.
See, I hear someone in there, but I can't copy you over the noise.
So, Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Tango out of Boston Road, QSL.
I'm sorry, I'm mobile, and if I was sitting in front of my 2-meter radio home, I could probably get you, but between the car exhaust and the road noise, I can't copy him. Can't be 4CBA.
APA, Kilo, Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu Tango, the name's Colin. Colin, Charlie, Oscar, Lima, India, November. Colin, how copy?
Colin, that was better. I've been out playing some tennis, and I forgot to stop by the store on the way home, so I'm having to run back out to the store.
I'm coming out of Balsam Grove, North Carolina. How's my signal hitting the repeater? Open.
Noisy, but you're readable. I don't recognize that town. Where? What's that near?
North Carolina. North of Highway 215 from Rosman, North Carolina. Also about 13 miles from Brevard, North Carolina. How copy?
So I think you said 50 or 60 miles north of Brevard.
215, 5 miles north of Rosman, up Highway 215. How copy?
I got that, Highway 215. Roger that. I don't know how far away you are from the repeater, but anyway, it's on Caesar's Head. It's 3,500 feet. So I don't know where you are in relation to the repeater, but that's the trip that you're making with your signal.
Let me try to aim my antenna.
Colin, if that was you, that was worse. I gotta jump out of here a minute. You're running the store, KB4CBA.
Look at my heading a little better, over.
Thank good. A lot clearer. Let me jump out of here real quick, and had to wait on a train, and it's one of the perks of living on right off of Rutherford Road. There are train tracks on both sides of the road. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute. KB4CBA.
Got my new bearing on my antenna, west-southwest. How copy?
KN4RJN, a little scratchy, but I can read you.
This is KO4GZT calling out of Balsam Grove, North Carolina, testing out my tape measure.
KN4RJN, name's John. Started out good, and then it went a little scratchy, and then faded. You still there?
Talking over a Yagi tape measure antenna. That's a antenna made from tape measure and DVD mic.
Yeah, Colin, it started out clear and then faded again, and the last part dropped off.
Check my SWR. 73.
KN4RJN, 73 is you, brother. I'm clear.
For RJN, KN4UBG.
N4RJ, and what's up, brother?
Not much. You? Who's calling the net tonight?
I believe Karen's got it tonight. WD4CYM, I think.
Yeah, I'm over here rolling out of Five Forks here. I had to come out here and pick up some parts and a van saw that. Something build didn't happen. Say it'll be tomorrow afternoon or Thursday before we can get them.
So what kind of parts you picking up?
Pick up a lock assembly for a 89 Silverado. The piece that locks on the boat to keep the door shut. And picked up some bushings for the door. Bushings have done got wore, and it wore the top of the lock assembly out. The door won't lock all the way.
Where is it again?
Silverado.
Trying to restore it or just fix it?
That's about restored. No, it's a decent looking little truck. It just, thing just wore out on him, and it's my brother-in-law's. And, the door rattles as you go down the road. If you get a bunch of bumps or whatever, he said it sounds like it's got a flat tire. But the whole top of the lock assembly, it's beat up. I guess because them little low bushings in the door, up where the door hinges are, is got a little wire in them, and the door is dropped down in the back. I guess it's been like that for a while, and have to take and raise that door back up before we put that lock back in there.
Well, that sounds like an interesting project. When did you say your parts are coming in?
I had to go get the parts and stuff. I had to get the lock assembly and the door bushing pins. And yeah, it's gonna be a little interesting project here because this thing's got electric locks and electric windows. It's got wire coming through the front side of the door. You know, it's got that little boot. It's going to be really hard to do it. But I got a tree limb, I got a strap, and a chain bolt, and another strap. So I think we can do it.
Sounds like it's more than a two-beer operation, then.
Mm-hmm. It's on that truck, they're pretty heavy because it's got the electric window stuff in there. It's got a little bit more stuff in it than what the original, roll-up style's got. It's got the electric motors and all that extra stuff, electric locks and a few other things inside the door. Just a regular door ain't that heavy. I mean, you can pretty much do a regular door by yourself. Or I'll put it this way, back in the day, I used to be able to do it by myself. But, as you get older, stuff changes.
Roger, I was going to say, you're not as young as you used to be.
In my younger day, I could hold that door up with one hand and put the bolt, or put the pin back in there, but I doubt if I could do that now. I'm still strong with the ox, but I still don't believe I can do it. I don't think my back would let me.
Oh, yeah, I'm strong as an ox, but just a very old ox.
Oh, I see you, man. Yeah. I don't know. It's a little bit of coal mining and logging and, stuff like that done got to my back over the years. Picking up all this heavy stuff when I was in the door business. I did that for 17 years, man. I logged and everything else. Half my life and coal mining for a couple weeks. I ain't gonna lie to you, it puts a big toll on you, a big toll. Sometimes I feel like walking humped over, because back kills me so bad.
You take any pain meds for that?
Yeah, I take muscle relaxers for my back. But I don't never take them until I get home at night, you know, because that way it eases my back off and it makes me sleep better.
Roger, I hear that. I got a touch of bursitis in my left hip, which I think resulted from slipping on ice and falling on the edge of a Jeep out in the middle of nowhere, Germany, many years ago. But anyway, I've got some cream I put on it, and then meloxicam when it gets really bad. It depends on the weather, and if I step just wrong and twist it, then I'm screwed up for a good portion of the day. But other than that, you know, I'm reasonably healthy.
For UBG? Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I was loading up a piece of equipment back about, a little over a year ago now, probably. And trying to get down in the trailer to load it, you know, load it up because the trailer's got like 3 feet sides on it. And it's closed in on three ends. It's closed in on the front and the sides, but the back is open. And I've been over down in between that thing trying to get the chain locked in the front because it's got little old cutouts in the front that you stick the chain down through, and you got to get it in that slot and then back the lift up and put a chain and binder on the back of it. And I don't know, I done something to my sciatic nerve. I don't know what I did, but that thing has really been killing me. Sometimes, I mean, if I move the wrong way or stomp my foot too hard, it kind of feels like that you stuck 220 to my leg, you know, to my hip. And it just makes my whole leg, toes, and all go numb. And should have went and got it checked out, but I was hoping everything went back to normal. But and then they didn't file it on the workman comp thing, so turned around and I had to do something totally different. And then while I was working on that part, I didn't get to go to that because I got laid off when they canceled my insurance on me.
Ouch. Yeah, I hear you. Well, best of luck with that. Did you get, what are you doing now? Where are you working now?
I'm cleaning right now. Helping a buddy of mine right now do a little bit of cleaning, and that's pretty much about it. I'm still looking for a full-time job, but I don't know, man. It's hard to find anything right now. I mean, there's stuff posted online and stuff, but, you know, I don't know. Right now, I mean, a lot of people don't want to pay anything. Because most of the job that's online is somewhere between $10 and $13 an hour. And for what I was doing before, I was making almost $21 an hour. So, you know, that's a big difference in money pay. And I'm working on getting back into the door business. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to take it yet or not. But, 17 years in the door business, you know, I kind of burn out, man, as far as commercial and, you know, doing it for everyday living, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. So, other than that, how are things?
Everything's good, man. Everything, you know, everything's going good right now, you know. Main thing, I'm able to pay the bills, you know, for the time being. And I'm hoping here in the next month or so, having a full-time job. But I don't know if it is. If it does, it does. If it don't, I ain't too much worried about it right now. But other than that, I mean, everything else is moving along. I mean, trying to make a little effort, you know, getting some of my stuff around the house done while I'm off, you know, because I was working a lot of long hours and never got to do a lot, you know, and everything backed up there for about 3 or 4 months. About to get all that stuff called up now, so, I mean, there'll be a little odds and ends after that. Something I can do after I get off work, but least it's something to keep you busy, I guess.
Well, listen, I got to hop off here for just a few minutes. You take care of yourself, brother. 73's to you. Have a good evening. Good luck with that door. KM4RJN, unclear.
Put all that in, and we'll holler at you a little bit later on, and I'll be listening for the net here in a little bit, and we'll talk at you later on. Just be careful out there. KM4RJN, KM4UBG. I'll be clear and monitor.
John, hey Kevin, N4ZLK, I'm back.
And you, where you at? Up around Gaffney or Spartanburg?
What's the count? So I'm down here in Greenville, just across Main Street on Stone Avenue. I left work and had to pick up a couple auto parts. Also, I was pulling into the O'Reilly there when we were talking. Got the, well, not the caliper, but the pin on one of my brakes is frozen. I have to replace the brackets that the calipers go into. And then I helped somebody change a tire when I walked out of the store. So that's what took me so long.
Good man, I've had them moments, trust me. I try to help everybody I can help, you know. But I used to stop on the side of the road and help people. But if I don't know them and, you know, they look a little weird, usually I don't mess with it. Just stay in time, you know. People try to knock you in the head and take what you got, or why you got your back turned, you know, take your vehicle or anything, you know. But, yeah, we had to pick up a few parts, and now we're on the way back home. I'm rolling up in the Fountain Inn here now. I thought you might have still been in your big truck.
Stop about 8 o'clock, maybe a little earlier. Trying to get down earlier than that, but it didn't work out. It's an easy day. It's just long because freeze early, but they want to ship late as possible. And they, when they're shipping out trailer loads of stuff, then they kind of can ask for a later pickup.
There's a lot of places like that now, man. A lot of places. Like the place I work at now, you know, they try to get their deliveries in pretty early so they can count everything in. And you know, then they got to do their inventory and then get their stuff shipped back out. Yeah, they was loading a truck up when I left today over there, over in Malden.
I heard you say you got laid off. I'm sorry about that. I hate that for you. I didn't realize that. I was going to ask if you were still out working when we were talking a minute ago, but obviously you weren't. Where are you? I heard you say you're working for a friend. What are you doing now?
Well, we go in and do cleaning and different things. Right now, I'm doing mostly the cleaning and stuff for the COVID-19. You know, we go in and, you know, clean doorknobs, the tables, restrooms, all the, what do you call them, the panic bars, the card readers that, you know, where you walk up to the door and use the thing to get in with, the little buttons and stuff to let you out some of the back doors, like the shipping and receiving doors. You know, they got little buttons you have to push to exit, you know, because it won't let you go out until you push the button. And we go around and clean all them, the water fountains, different things. It's pretty nice, man. I mean, I like it. I mean, you know, he needed a hand at the moment, and I needed the job. And seemed to work out pretty good. At least I'm getting home. At least I know what I got to do every day. And I don't have to worry about coming home, sitting in the driveway 30, 40 minutes to keep up with my paperwork and all that good stuff and the time. And it's I'll put it this way, it's a lot less of a headache. A lot less of a headache. I don't stay stressed out as bad as I used to anymore.
Good. I'm sure that's better for you physically long term. I know the money's probably not as good, but at least you're able to do something. I always told my wife, if I ever lose my job, I will work somewhere. I may not get paid the same, but I won't be sitting around. I will be working. I'll find something to do.
I did it to help him, and, he did it to help me, and, he needed the extra hand at the time, and, good thing, even when we got cut back from second shift to first shift, we pretty much ended up, one person, per shift. We got one guy that comes in at 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock in the morning, and then he only comes in for 3 hours, but he's got other things he does when he leaves. And I come in at 9 o'clock and stay till 5 o'clock, so it's not far from home. It's, good thing I'm in town all the time. I don't have to worry about if I'm gonna be stuck in North Carolina or somewhere like that. That's a good thing. And overtime, stuff like that, I don't have to worry about that. I'm at home, at 5:30, 6 o'clock every evening, and can't ask for no better than that. But yeah, money-wise, but at least the main thing, I'm working, still paying the bills. That's the main thing.
That is the main thing. How's your wife doing after, she had a pacemaker put in, didn't she, a while ago?
One put in a little while back. On the 2nd, the 9th, I think, of this year. She's doing real good, man. She's doing real good. She still ain't got all of her energy back, but, I could tell the pacemaker's helped her, as far as getting out, going places. She's actually moving around a lot better than she was. Before, these times, I thought I was going to have to, carry her back out the store, but, now she'll do the whole journey, but, it wears her out. But they recently turned the pacemaker down now, so the pacemaker, I think it was sitting on 80 before, and I think it's sitting on 70 now. So hopefully by it being on 70, they told her that she should be getting her energy back. She's just going to have to sit down and start resting a little bit more than she was. But other than that, man, everything went good with him. I'm very surprised, and I'm glad she's doing a lot better. That's the main thing.
Is that LK? Oh, yeah, that's good, Kevin. That's great news. I know those, when you're getting to the point where you need something like that, it kind of sneaks up on you. You don't realize how bad you really feel until you get help like that, and then you feel so much better that you notice the difference right away.
For UBG, that's what she said. She said she could tell a big difference, the day they gave her to her. She said that night, even when, she got out of the surgery and she set up that night and everything, she said she could feel a big difference. And she said it kind of felt like you took a house off her chest. And like I say, AFib and anything to do with your heart, it's rough. And I believe it. I bounced around for 4 years, man, thinking I was having a heart attack. They still never figured it out, but I think it was to do with stress. Cause I was so stressed out, with the job and everything else that, I don't know. I come home, man, I just about want to pull my hair out at nighttime. And my wife said I'd come home so ill that, every time she spoke or something, I was snapping her head off. And since I've done away with the job, I don't have to worry about that no more, she got that pacemaker and everything now, so I guess we're pretty much back in the groove like we used to be now. Good thing, it helped her a lot. It helped her a lot.
For that. That sure is good news. And on another note, your radio signal sounds really good. There for a while, you were, I don't know, maybe it was your work truck. It's been a while since I've heard you, but the there's so much noise in the background, almost sounded like you were talking in a tunnel. But whatever you got set up now sounds really good.
Well, I got a Kenwood TM281A in here, 65-watt rig. I got my little dual-band antenna that I had back there for the ICOM 2738. And the good thing about it, it's... But the good thing about it, you know, that this one right here, it seems to link up pretty good with the antenna back there and all, which I'm in my personal vehicle here. I'm in the, you know, my little Ford Edge. And I got one in my little black truck that I drive, the one I took out of the work truck. But I gotta get something fixed. I don't know what it is. It's picking up my alternator now. I think it's my alligator clips is not clamping onto the battery good enough. So I got some big monster alligator clips. It's about all you can do to squeeze them to get them on there. So I think that's going to fix the problem because they used to be on it in the work truck and it didn't do that. So I'm going to put those back on it and see what happens with that.
Kenwood's also, is that the forward facing speaker? Is that the one?
Quietly get you that time. It was you just picking fence on me there. Come back one more time.
I got went down in a hole. Is that Kenwood that you said you have? Is that the one with the forward facing speaker?
The speaker on the right hand side that faces the front of the radio. Yeah. It's they say it's the update one. They got them on. I can't remember what I was looking on last night. I can't remember. I was looking on something, and they are, I take that back. It was on Amazon. They have them on Amazon right now for I think it's $149, brand new.
Because I've had it for a few years. I paid $139 for it, I believe. That's the one I put in my work vehicle. My only complaint about it is the screen is so small. Sometimes I have trouble seeing it. And I wear progressive lenses, you know, and when it's mounted up, sometimes I have to tilt my head way back so I can see the screen. But other than that, it's a great radio. I love the microphone, the way it feels in your hands.
I love the microphone. I mean, the microphone is pretty cool. I mean, it's not no real bulky mic, and it's not no real small mic. I like it. I mean, it's pretty compact. So, I mean, it works out pretty good.
A lot of good luck with that radio. I usually never even put it on high power. I think it's 15 on low power and 65 on high power. But this one is a Yaesu, that 2900, which I really like it too. It's got a nice big screen. I can see it well. But the microphone on it, I guess it's the Yaesu microphone. They seem to be a little bit more lightweight compared to the Kenwood, and it works. It's a different feel. If I had my choice, I'd put the other microphone on this one.
Roger. The microphone works out really well. I like it. I like the little radio. I mean, I actually permanent mounted it in here, and now I just got to hide some wires. But I'm going to take a jump out here right real quick. I got to run at Home Depot here right quick before they close, if they ain't already closed. And I'll give you a holler back later or something. And I'll say send me threes to you, and Net's fixing to start here in a few minutes anyway. And we'll holler back at you later. Just be careful out there, and I'll catch you maybe tomorrow. KN4UBG, I'll be clear on your final.
Hear you. Have a good evening, and be safe. KN4UBG, N4ZLK, 73.
CYM, does anyone copy this station?
This is Ken for RJN. Evening, Karen. How you doing?
Pretty good. I was just wondering if I was getting into the repeater good enough to run the net.
Done. Coming in good. I'll be standing by. You've got some early check if you want to copy them down before we get started.
What are their calls?
W4FCM, that's Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, that's Fred, and his wife Isla. November 4, India, Echo, India, both in travel address.
Thank you for those calls, and I appreciate you being on here a few minutes early so you can give them to me before I start the net.
That's all we've got so far. Sometimes they try to sneak in a minute or two ahead of time, but that's the only two we've got so far.
What did you say your call was?
So November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. Name's John.
Okay, and 4RJN. I'll go ahead and check you in early, too. And hope you'll be listening for the net. Are you planning on making any rag chew or anything or giving any announcements?
Can for it, and yeah, I'll hang around for the rag chew, huh?
Sure be looking forward to it. I'm going to let you go now, and I'll be starting the net in a few minutes, I think. KN4RJN, WD4CYM, clear. Thanks for coming back to me.
RJN, not a problem. I am clear.
CYM, N4ZLK.
Okay, WD4CYM.
Karen, I'm going to be home before the... you get to my group in the net, so could you just check me in as well?
Okay, thank you for checking in earlier, N4ZLK. Do you want to make comments or an announcement or anything during the net?
I'm mobile at the moment, and I'll be going in and probably taking a shower and getting ready for bed soon, so just go ahead and check me in and out if you will. And my name is Shane, and I'm in Cleveland, South Carolina.
That's kind of close to Slater and Marietta, if I remember correctly. Well, I'll go ahead and let you go, and you have a good evening. WD4CYM, clear.
WD4CYM, hey, today he's in the Breeze 90s birthday. Not sure if you knew that or not, Karen. Okay, W4FCM.
4FCM, WD4CYM. What was that you said about birthday?
Today's Ray K4SUG's 90th birthday, a big one.
Hear that. Thank you for telling me. I hope maybe he'll get on the radio and let us hear from him.
Me too. I'm waiting for him. Thank you. You're on W4FC. The W4FCM side.
Thanks for telling us that, Fred. I've already got you checked in, you and Isla, so I'm going to go ahead and start the net. WD4CYM, clear.
W4FCM side. Thank you, Karen.
WD4CYM, KN4RJM.
JM, WD4CYM.
More early check-in, sneak in there in the last minute. KM4RGX, Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-Ray. That's Carol in Greenville.
Thanks, KM4RGX. And what is your deck you in early?
Hey, Carol, it's John, KN4RJN.
Recognize you, but thank you so very much. I'll talk to you later, WD4CYM. UCQ, the 2-meter, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is WD4CYM. My name is Karen, and my location is Tryon, Columbus, North Carolina. In the interest of and the promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. and is also available via EchoLink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. This repeater is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Formal or emergency traffic for the net. If so, please call WD4CYM. Announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call WD4CYM. Roll call portion of the net starting with EchoLink. Anyone on EchoLink wishing to check in, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. WD4CYM. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor. WN4V. John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County in Southwest Florida. Negative and negative. Hometown, North Carolina. WN4V.
WD4CYM. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
WD4CYM. Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee. Name here is Chris. Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative this evening, and thanks for calling the net.
WD4CYM, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, I'm in Wytheville, Virginia. Be negative and negative, and want to say hello to Flesh.
We're good check-ins. We start with John, WN4V. It's always good to hear you, John. Hope things are okay down there in Florida. KG4WNP, Landon in Liberty. KI4ETY, Chris in Southern Greenville County. And KW4TS, Jim in Whiteville, Virginia. Anyone else wishing to check in to EchoLink, call WD4CYM.
Somebody just mentioned it. It might be Ray Allison's birthday. I think it's a big 9-0, if I'm not sure. Y'all can correct me. Negative, negative, and minus.
It's old. It was Ray's 90th birthday. And, Ray, if you're listening, congratulations. We're real happy for you. The station that just checked in a minute ago, could you give me your call again? You were kind of picket fencing there at the end. Just getting a little bit of you now and then. Could you try it again?
WD4CYM, this is K4YNG. Did you copy me?
Sure did. I believe that's Fletch, K4YNG. And I think Jim in Whiteville, Virginia, said to tell you hello, or was hoping maybe, I think he was hoping maybe you were listening.
WD4CYM. Well, thank you, Karen, and happy birthday to Ray.
Real good one, and continues to have more happy birthdays. Good to hear you, Fleck. Are there any more EchoLink stations? Call WD4CYM. Going to start with the A through Z. We're going to start, being this is Tuesday night, with India through Lima. First, if the suffix of your call begins with I through L, call WD4CYM.
CYN. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For CYM. again. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. I do hope everyone out there is having a good night. 7-3.
This is KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo. Up on that mountain, I bet it's cooler up there than it is down here. It's been pretty cool today, but it's been kind of muggy and sticky, too. But that's better than that 90-degree stuff. I just can't take that. We have KK4JBQ, Larry and Greer, with KC4MFK, Donna. Are there any other I through L stations? Call WD4CYM.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4ACA, Bill in Greenville. Nice to hear you tonight. Anyone else, I through L. Call WD4CYM.
CYM. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI Mobile. Andy, Pickens, no traffic, no round tape.
For CYM. In Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Kevin, Fountain in. I'll be negative, negative. 73 is to you. And everybody on that.
4LZI, Andy down at Table Rock. Thanks for checking in. And Kevin, KN4UBG. Thanks for checking in also. Good to have you on the repeater. Anyone else, I through L, call WD4CYM. All stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call WD4CYM.
4CYM. Aaron, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4CYM. Aaron, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
J-H-O-R, my cat is checking in loudly from the hall. I don't know what he wants. KK4ONO, Lorena, always good to hear from you and your family. KK4DMW, Rick. And KM4MOQ, Michelle. Hope all of you are doing okay tonight. And Walt, K4OIM in Inman. Hope you're doing okay too, Walt. Anyone else? M3P, call WD4CYM. Andrew T, Quebec Pro Tango, call WD4CYM.
We're CYM. Check in Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
N4S, Chris in Greenville. Thanks for checking in with us. Good to hear you. Anyone else? Quebec through Tango. Call WD4CYM. Missions U through Z, United through Zulu. Call WD4CYM.
Good evening, Karen. Don't worry, everybody on the net. Just check me in and out here.
CYM. Please check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
CYM. Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Karen, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks.
Keith
K4ZHF. Hope you and your wife are doing okay. And Thor is too. He was mad at them, but I'm not that far away. He's just in the hall. Okay, K4XB. Good to hear you, Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. And KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Anyone else, you through C. Call WD4CYM. Alpha A through D. Call WD4CYM.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. As Jim and Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening, Miss Karen. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
WD4CYM. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And thanks for calling the net, Karen.
4CYM, November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joe and Traveler's Rest. Hello, Carolyn and the net. I am negative on traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
Please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex. I'm in the mobile in the driveway in Central. I'll be short time tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
CYM. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4 Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4FTU, Richard, in Slaptown. And also, I'd like to wish Ray, K4SUG, a happy birthday today.
Of check-ins, we start with KO4BDM and KO4AOW. I believe you said your name was David and you were in Inman. W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Always good to hear you. I'll get back to you with my net reports at the end of the net. N4DIZ, Joe. Good to hear you tonight. KI4DDD. And KK4FTU, Richard, down in Slaptown. Anyone else, A through D, call WD4CYM. Tell E through H, call WD4CYM.
CYM, please check in WP4 Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and a very, very happy birthday to Mr. Ray, K4SUG. I wish him many, many more.
4CYM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November, Harry, Encounter, North Carolina, negative, negative night to all. Karen, and my happy birthday to Ray. Thank you.
WB4FEE, Dan, nice to hear you tonight, and Harry, KC4EZN, up at Candler, North Carolina, near Asheville. Anyone else, C through H, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Good evening, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EY David. Checking in Newberry, South Carolina, negative and negative.
Newberry Station, could you give me your call again? I'm not sure I got it completely right.
KO4EYV, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor.